Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 32, verses 28 and 29. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. If you've ever wrestled with a little child, you know the routine. They're giggling, grunting, straining, giving it all they've got. And what do? You play along for a while, and you let them win. Not because they're stronger, but because you love them. That was Jacob's night. He struggled with God and overcame. How? Not because he overpowered the Almighty, but because God let him win. God stooped down, allowed Jacob's faith to cling, and then he was delighted to bless him. That's how our Heavenly Father treats us. He loves it when we hold him to his promises. He loves it when we wrestle in faith. And in the end, he lets us win, not because we're stronger, but because Christ has already overcome for us. At the cross, Jesus looked like he had lost as he was pinned down by nails, mocked, and beaten. But in that defeat came victory. Sin was paid in full. The devil's head was crushed. And Easter Sunday, when Jesus walked away from the tomb, the last enemy of death was defeated. Because he overcame sin, death, and the devil, we too will overcome. So, when you wrestle with God in prayer, when you cling to his word, know this: your Father delights in you. He's the God who lets you win and blesses you. Father, keep me clinging to your promises and resting in Christ's victory. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.